make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The new Praise.
Good morning. And we want to tell you thank you for joining us again today. And welcome to It's All About Literacy. Today, Sister Gail is not with us. She is preparing to take a very high-stake test. So she will be studying next couple of weeks. And we're going to pray God's strength. And he will keep her focused with that. Of course, she's constantly calling and wanting to know what's going on here. And if it were up to her, she would be here. She's not here because I see it. You cannot come. In all thy getting, we must get understanding. And no matter how much you pray, if you're not prepared, it's not going to happen. God is not going to help you pass the test because you've been praying all night and you haven't studied your level. Let's be realistic. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? No, he will not. So, because God respects order, and the scriptures tell you, let everything be done in decent and in order. And so, we must prepare ourselves. And that's really what literacy is all about. Literacy is a process of knowing what you know, knowing what you need to know, admitting that you don't know it, knowing how to access it. And once you access that information, then to apply it once you've come to know it. That entire process is called literacy. I give the analogy all the time about the microwave. You have a microwave oven. You know how to heat, but you don't know how to use that defroster. You know you need to know how to use that defroster. At least you ought to want to. But you don't know how to do it. So you seek to find out how to do it. When someone comes in and tells you how to do it, you are in the process of accessing information. And then when they go home, and then you start punching in a number to do the defrosting, you are then applying that knowledge. Now that you've come to know it, you now know how to defrost with your microwave. That entire process is literacy. And that's why literacy is not just in the classroom. Literacy is not just ABCD. Literacy is not just with the teacher and in academia. Literacy is knowing what you need to know. Knowing that a dollar can only be spent one time. Knowing that once that dollar is spent on what you want it, that you need it, you can't do it now because you spent the dollar on what you wanted. And too often we buy what we want and we end up begging for what we need. We can't do that. We've got to understand literacy. There's financial literacy. There's health literacy. There's insurance literacy. In fact, today our guest is Dr. Sharon Bowen, and I'm sure you would remember her because she was with us last year this time for several shows. Dr. Bowen is the expert on the ABCs of Medicare. I'm sure some of you remember that because some of you have called and asked about it. And get your pens and papers because today, again, please give us a call at 296-2251. 296-2251. I'm sorry, the area code is 904. 296-2251. Dr. Sharon Bond is the expert of Medicare, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all those alphabets, the supplements, and everything. She's right here with us. We usually would have her in much before now, but life does happen. She's here. Still feel free to call when the music is playing, and you will be able to ask your questions to Dr. Bowen in privacy, confidentiality. And as I recall, there were many of you that called last year and actually made appointments, and she came out and did things for you. Some persons were even out of Duval County. In fact, I understand that Dr. Bowen went up to Georgia. So we're just praising God for it. It's all about literacy because God is making a way. And the whole purpose, I want you to know, my whole purpose is so that you will know. It is so that you will know. Too many times, there are things that we need to know, But sometimes we don't even know the questions to ask. And before we really can understand the answer, they change the question. So, in all that getting, get understanding. Everything is literacy. You've got to know how to read. The written word is read, and we read written words. So, reading and writing go hand in hand, and that's literacy. On that note, let me remind you that the Optimist Literacy Institute of America will be launching a reading campaign. And that reading campaign will be launched the first week of December. So elementary, middle, high school students, get your books. Decide what book you want to read. Of course, we're going to provide tutoring for you, assistance with that, because there will be an essay. You will write an essay from your book. And the tutoring and the support, all of this is going to be offered to you. We just need you to get your books and register now. Do so with readingwithprincess@gmail.com. readingwithprincess@gmail.com. Please log in your name, the title of your book, your grade, and your contact information. Get started, because we will have our first person that's going to come to the radio station and share their book and the read from the book, and we'll talk about that. One of the tutors from the Optimist Literacy that will be working with that program is also in the studio with us today, Ms. Rosalind Spencer. Good morning, Ms. Spencer.
Good morning, Dr. Mel Press.
Thank you so much for being here with us. And I certainly, again, want to tell you thank you for reaching out to me and saying, hey, I need to do this tutoring. I want to do this tutoring. Because you were sharing with me how you have done this. Of course, I know that you have, and you were so effective in the beginning.
Thank you.
And we're happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
So,
I'm looking forward to tutoring.
Yeah, and we'll be giving them the information. Have you all decided what days?
What day? I am looking at Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Because most, you know, go to church on Wednesday, and I don't want to interfere with that. But Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, Tuesdays.
Absolutely.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, mm-hmm, will be the tutoring. Stay tuned. We're going to give you all of that information. And, of course, that's with the reading and writing component of the Optimist Literacy Institute. And reading and writing component of the Optimist Literacy Institute, that project director is Ms. Jacqueline Johnson. She will be joining us shortly, so stay tuned. Not today, but she will be here, and you will also get to meet her. Ms. Spencer, Mr. Seymour, Mr. Casey that was here, the author. So this is just going to be a wonderful thing, because we've got to read. You've got to read. Reading and writing go hand in hand, because we read written words, and we have to write what we read. So, the reading essay is reading the book. You're going to write the essay about the book. You'll get to come to the radio station, talk about your book, read from your book. In January, the Lord blesses, the registered participants will participate in the Dr. Martin Luther King Parade. There will be other functions and other opportunities that you'll get a chance to have a platform. And there are other events and other things, activities that are planned throughout the year. And the ultimate carrot will be a trip to Washington, D.C. to visit the African American Museum. Let me stress that right now. That's the purpose of the trip to Washington, D.C. to visit the African American Museum. We are not going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Amen.
Mm.
Now, it's all about literacy. Good morning, Dr. Bowen.
Good morning. Good morning. So honored to be here again, and looking forward to just sharing the information and imparting to great people who are listening.
Okay. Mm. So we've got to take a break. because we had some little technical difficulties. So your clocks are not wrong at your house. We're just a little behind right here at Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. But we're okay, you know, because there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, we got a problem. There's nothing wrong with admitting when there is a problem. Problem is when you pretend you don't.
Amen.
So we got it straight. We were a little late, but we're still here, and there's a reason for all of that, too. As my grandmother would say, don't you know God already know that?
Amen.
So we're here. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Medicare A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and Dr. Sharon Bowen. Please don't forget, call in with whatever questions about your supplements or whatever questions you may have, 904-296-2251. She's here to help you today with your questions for the enrollment. It's all about literacy. We'll be back.
Ultimate Gospel Experience, the new Praise 107.9.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. Against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
in. I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion.
28 minutes past the hour. Nice having you along with us on this Saturday. Here, it's all about literacy from Jacksonville's Praise 107.9. Once again, we welcome Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, along with special guests. Ladies?
Good morning again. If you're just joining us, welcome to It's All About Literacy. We reminded you of the reading campaign that the Optimist Literacy Institute will be launching. Please go to readingwithprincess@gmail.com with your name, your contact information, elementary, middle, and high school students, and your books. And Princess or Ms. Spencer will be back in touch with you, and we'll give you all that information later on. Today, our focus is Dr. Bowen. ABCs of Medicare, and she's going to answer any questions that you may have for during this open enrollment to help you win. You can't win if you don't know the information. So she's going to help you with this information so that you can make the right decision that's best for your situation. Feel free to give us a call, 904-296-2251. You may call, and again, and it's all about literacy. Remember, your calls are confidential and private. They will not be on the air. And the reason we do that is because I protect your privacy. I protect your confidentiality. Even though we don't know your name, somebody may know your voice. And I think of you, and I want you to be comfortable. This is your business. All pennies in this dime belongs to you. As a matter of fact, two nickels and a dime, neither one of them belong to me. Both of them are yours. So, you dial 904-296-2251. You get to speak with Dr. Bowen with your questions about open enrollment. And here it is. Dr. Bowen, take it away. Medicare, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with all of you in the listening audience out there today. I'm grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity for empowerment.
Yes.
Because knowledge is power, but yes. I take it a step further. Applied knowledge is power.
Yes. That's right.
Because we have to have the wisdom to know what to do with the knowledge that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in this season of annual enrollment, it is so critical and so important for all of our Medicare-eligible beneficiaries to make sure you take advantage of the options that are available to you. Many of our Medicare-eligible family members, friends, coworkers, colleagues, they do not always know all of their rights, entitlements, and options. And that is where my expertise comes in. I am a licensed agent who is a certified professional that can assist you with understanding all these alphabets and processes of Medicare. It's a moving target. It changes every year.
Every day.
Many things change about it that wasn't the same as last year. So it's very critical that you seek out a licensed certified professional to sit down with you to review your situation so that you will know what your options are, what your rights are, and what entitlements you have. Let me give you a little overview of Medicare first. You may be a younger person that's listening in for a parent or a family member or a friend that you may be assisting, or you may be the recipient yourself. When we think about Medicare, we've worked all our lives, we've earned enough credits that we're entitled to Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Your Part A for Medicare is your hospital coverage. I call that your room and board. It only covers hospitals, some rehab, some hospice care, and a little bit of home care, depending on what the situations are. Medicare has criteria to everything that they do, and you must meet every requirement in order to get it paid through Medicare. When you earn Part A, you don't pay for it. You're entitled to it, and they give it to you. If you don't earn enough credits, some people may not be aware, but you can purchase Part A. So Some people have had to do that because they didn't have enough credits. When you think about Part B, that is your medical coverage. That covers everything just about outside of hospitals except prescriptions. Your medical coverage is your doctors, your tests, your outpatient, your labs, just about everything you can think of except prescriptions is under Part B. Now, you are entitled to Part B, but it comes with a premium. And that premium is set based on some criteria and computations that Medicare looks at. The Social Security Administration administers all Medicare benefits, so that's usually where you start. CMS, who is the organization that manages the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they then administer further the Medicare benefits, but Social Security is who entitles you to them. Part D is your prescription coverage. When you enter into Medicare, you are eligible and must enroll in prescription coverage for Part D, whether you take medications or not. Many persons that I've spoken with, they're in great health, they don't take any prescription medications, and they say, why in the world would I pay a premium and enroll in a prescription plan? Very important question, I'm so glad you asked.
Right.
If you don't enroll in a prescription plan, when you're first eligible, you could be imposed with a penalty that remains on you for life.
Mm-hmm.
You will be charged a 1% penalty for every month that you were not enrolled from the time you were eligible until the time you do enroll, and that penalty is stated and calculated for you for life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1% average of the average drug cost, which the average prescription plan is around $30. So they would charge you 1% of that for every month that you were not enrolled, and that penalty remains on any prescription plan that you ever choose going forward for the rest of your life.
So,
can you see why it's so important that you look at what's available? Because Medicare itself does not cover everything. Of course, we know that. So it's critical to have something to work with your Medicare. A lot of people want to know about supplemental coverage. Excellent option. A lot of people choose Medicare Advantage. Excellent option. When you sit down with a certified professional, they should be able to do whatever is going to be important to you and for your family, not what's important to them. Just like it's all about literacy, that literacy is all about you and what's going to fit for your need, your budget, and your family dynamic. When we think about Medicare supplemental coverage, it works in conjunction and fits Medicare like a glove. It's designed to come in and pick up many of the co-payments and deductibles that Medicare doesn't cover. It covers that 20%. It takes care of those large hospital co-pays. Depending on the level of Medicare supplement you choose, it may cover everything that Medicare has approved but leaves a little bit on the table. It's kind of the cleanup person that comes behind. When you think of Medicare Advantage, many people choose that because sometimes they don't come with a separate premium. Medicare Advantage can be zero premium up to quite substantial premiums. It depends on what options you choose. Medicare Advantage takes your Part A, which is your hospitals, your Part B, which is your medical coverage, and your Part D, which is prescriptions, and it rolls them into a nice big fat C, which is called the choice plan, because you've chosen to go to Medicare Advantage, which pays instead of Medicare. It's taken it all and rolled it into one big plan. And you have to look at all the critical dynamics in that plan to see if it will work for you. You're going to pay either on the front end or the back end.
Nothing is free.
Nothing. When you choose Medicare supplements, you typically are controlling, and you're taking charge of what your medical cost is going to be. I have a set premium every month. I'm going to pay that premium, and no matter what comes, I have control what my Medicare expenses are going to be. If I choose Medicare Advantage, I'm going to be on a pay-as-you-go plan.
Right.
I might not pay a monthly premium, but everything that I do, I'm going to pay something.
Nothing.
If I go to the doctor, I'm going to pay a copay. If I go to a specialist, I'm going to pay double or triple of a copay. If I go to an outpatient facility, if I go to the emergency room, if I have to go in an ambulance, and if I have, unfortunately, God forbid, some critical, very serious illness or injury, I could be exposed to a maximum out-of-pocket deductible
up front
of about $6,700 to $10,000.
Oh, wow. Up front.
When you compare apples to apples, many times for people, a Medicare supplement is a better option because I'm controlling a certain number that I'm going to pay every year, and it's not going to change. When I look at Medicare Advantage, I'm not in control of some of that. For some people, that's the option they choose because they feel that that works best for them. I'm the professional that's here to accommodate what your needs are. So I advise and consult and help you strategize on what's going to work best for your family dynamic. I call it the alphabets of Medicare because, again, quick reminder, quick review, Part A, Part B, Part D. That's hospitals, medical, prescriptions. If we choose Medicare Advantage, then here's our C. If we choose Medicare supplements to work with Medicare, there's an F, there's a high deductible F, there's an N, there's a K, there's a G, there's an L, and what else? You know, now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me. But that is kind of what happens, and I hope you hear the passion and the commitment in my voice.
And there is.
Because it is so many people that don't have anyone to help consult and advise them. If you're already on Medicare, this is your golden season to review, to compare, to do your research, to see if what you're doing and what you have is meeting your needs appropriately. You should sit down with a professional every single year because the approved government prescription plans that are out there for people, they can change them. They make tweaks to them every year. You may be on a prescription plan last year or for 2017 that worked wonderful. Well, for 2018, they may add a deductible to that plan, whereas you had none this year. That's going to be a big difference if you take some brand medication. They may have increased your premium, increased the copays. They may have dropped drugs that you take that are no longer on their formulary, or they may have increased the tiers. And I know I'm using a lot of terminology that you may or may not be familiar with. If you've been on Medicare for a while, you know about those tiers. You know about the exception process. So you have to look at these things to make sure that what I have is going to be effective for next year, because you only get once a year to
right.
make a change.
And excuse me, the enrollment ends on December 7th. Is that right?
That is correct.
December 7th.
Okay. It started October 15th, and it ends December 7th.
Oh, right.
So
okay. 11:59.
Absolutely.
11:59, December 7th. If you have not made those decisions by then, you've got to wait until October 15th, 2018.
That's right.
Or you will pay higher.
And sometimes that can be substantial amounts that throw people into the coverage gap or what they call the donut hole.
The donut hole.
And just because you hit, you don't have to stay there. Some people are making restitutions on, I'll get about a week's worth of this medicine, or I'll get a handful of pills on that medicine because I can't afford to get the entire prescription. It's probably because they enrolled in Medicare 20 years ago and they never knew, no one ever told them that they had another option.
Yeah.
That you don't have to stay in that plan because it doesn't work for you anymore.
Right.
So that's what we're here for. We've got so much more to share with you. I hope you're enjoying this, and please come back. We'll be right back.
Don't leave. We'll be right back. It's all about literacy.
Call in with your questions
right now.
Bye.
Morning, everybody. Thanks so much for making us part of your Saturday. Let's return to Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest. Here on It's All About Literacy from Praise 107.9.
Good morning again. If we're just joining us, we are with Dr. Bowen, the ABCs of Medicare. Please, we are giving you this information. It's all about literacy because we want you to be able to make literate decisions about your enrollment. Open enrollment is ending on December 7th. I'm sorry that we're just getting to this year because last year we've been here much before now. But life happens. So we take advantage of what we have now. Please call in 904-296-2251. Dr. Sharon Bowen is our expert with ABCs of Medicare, answering all your questions about open enrollment. Even if you've made the decision and you want to make sure that you've made the decision, there's nothing like a review. As a matter of fact, I was speaking with my mother one day, and I had to call her back because she says, my person is here reviewing my insurance with me. And I remember hanging up. I'm thinking, you know, she is just too much on it, okay? But later on, she explained to me, oh, I'm tired. It was worth it. She did make some changes because there's some changes that happens this year, you know? Mm-hmm. It pays to be mindful. Dr. Bowen, take it away.
It does. Well, I'm glad to be back again with everyone. And I know I gave you a lot of information the first time. So let's just kind of do a quick little update, a little review on what we talked about. We explained what Part A was. We explained what Part B of Medicare was. Those are your two letters that come on your red, white, and blue card. That's your Medicare card. And many people have been enrolled in that for a long time. To review again, Part A is your hospital coverage that when you have enough quarters that you've worked and you've paid in, you're entitled to it, and it is complimentary extended to you. You don't pay a premium. There's no cost involved for Part A. Part B is your medical coverage. That's doctors, tests, outpatient, labs, many other procedures.
X-ray.
You do pay x-rays. You do pay a premium for that. And that premium is set by criteria and formulas that Social Security computes, and it comes up. Most people pay for many years $104.90. And once you paid that premium, it stayed there. The new premium for 2018 is $134.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. And based on your income and some of the criteria that they compute that number by, it could be more. It just depends on where you fall. When Medicare is computing your Part B premium, they take your 24 months prior to enrolling in Medicare. They take your 24 averaged month income, or 24 months. They compute your salary, the average of that, and that's how they come up with it. Unless you make $300,000+ a year, you're going to pay the standard premium.
Okay.
Once you exceed over $300,000 in a year, then your computations begin to change. Another very important fact for persons just enrolling in Medicare, some people are not just in the annual enrollment season. Some people are just turning 65 and first Medicare eligible during this time frame as well.
Now, is that 65 or 62? Remember, we had a question about that.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Kathy. 65 is the eligibility for enrolling in Medicare. The only way you get Medicare eligible prior to that is if you end up being disabled. 24 months after you've been in disability, you're automatically enrolled in Medicare. And that can happen years in, at any age if it's relative to disability. If it's standard, original Medicare, it's going to be age 65. Now, people confuse Medicare and Social Security a lot.
Yes, and that was the call.
Social Security is your financial benefits, although that entity and that government agency does also administer Medicare. So it can get, you know, the lines can get crossed.
But it's not the same.
It is not the same. Your first eligibility for Social Security benefits for your financial portion is 62. And depending on your year of birth, your full age
of Social Security recipients are 66 or older. Most persons who are already 65, their full age is usually 66. I'll give the example of my husband. His full age is 66 and 2 months because of his year of birth. My age, my year of birth, my full age is 66 and 10 months. If you're born in 1960 or later, your full age is 67. And the numbers keep increasing as time goes. They've estimated that the generation of my granddaughter, who's only 2, that their generation just won't ever retire. And if we don't prepare for them, they won't even have retirement.
And some of them will not be able to get Medicare or Social. And sadly, some of them not going to even be able to get Social Security.
You know, there's a lot of conversation around that. A lot of people are wondering, will Medicare last forever?
Right.
Will Social Security last forever? With some of the cutbacks and some of the plans that they've made, I believe it will always be around. How it will look and what that benefit will be
totally
is
different.
Unknown right now.
Yes.
But I do believe it will always be around.
I get you.
When we think about those things, one of the things to think about when you're enrolling in your Medicare, I'm working with several clients and prospects now who are at that pivotal crossroad. I'm turning 65. I'm preparing to retire. What do I do? We can enroll in Medicare, and we can delay our financial benefits until we're of full age so that we don't have the income penalty. Let me explain what I mean. If you begin to receive your financial benefits for Social Security before your full age as they've defined it, you will be hit with an income limit gap or criteria. And if you exceed that income limit that's been preset, they begin to take away your benefits for the overages you make. So most people, if they're able to, they delay their benefits until full age, so that there is no income gap.
Right, right. And that's the information that comes on the printout that we get from Social Security.
It is.
And it will tell you, and I'll, you know, reading again, it
yes.
will tell you if you retire at this age,
mm-hmm.
this is what you're going to get. If you retire at this age, this is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but here again, that amount is calculated on the quarters that you put in.
Absolutely.
So if you have not worked and you don't have those quarters in,
mm-hmm.
then that figure may not be one of the best ones that you ever want
to
see.
It may not. When you're preparing to retire and you're preparing to take your financial benefits, they are going to do the past 24 months. So you want to do your best working closer to time for you to go.
Absolutely.
Because that's what they're going to calculate it on. And the other thing you want to be reminded of as well, if you're a person that is eligible for Medicare, but you're a person who is thriving in your work life, and you're going to delay retiring for a few years, you can delay your Medicare eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will go ahead and take advantage of Part A, which is the hospitals, because it's the zero premium part. You don't pay anything for it. It doesn't change anything by you taking that on. Some people delay it all, but you can delay your Part B premium as long as you have credible medical and prescription coverage. I'm eligible for Medicare, but I am going to delay that because I'm going to still work for a year or two or whatever the case is. And because I'm going to delay that, I don't have to pay that Part B premium. I'm going to let it wait until I'm ready because I can prove to Medicare that even though I'm eligible, I'm still working. I have coverage. Once you formally retire, then you're able to take your Medicare on at that time. And some people look at, okay, I want supplemental coverage because I'm not just securing coverage for right now. I'm really securing coverage for later.
Absolutely.
As well, because as we get older, we may become frail. We may have situations, diagnoses, sicknesses, illnesses that could cause us to need more care.
Life happens.
It does happen. And one of the things that can happen, some people keep their work coverage to work with their Medicare.
many of those companies just turn it into a regular major medical, and people are paying hundreds of dollars that they don't really necessarily need to pay.
Right, the conversion.
Correct.
Yes.
Because once we leave a company, many times those coverages that are provided, they'll let you keep the same coverage, but that insurance company is going to change that premium because you're no longer classified and connected to that company in that way.
Right.
So what happens is people say, well, I'm going to just keep that. Well, in many instances, I've been able to assist prospects and clients with finding supplemental coverage that's available to them. It covers you at a totally different level from just a work plan. Sometimes people have been as old as 75, 76, and praise God, they had the health to be able to qualify for that. Having supplemental coverage and then finding out a year later that here's a diagnosis. You go to see neurologists, you go to see endocrinologists, you go to see heart specialists, cardiologists, vascular surgeons. You go to see every specialist you want. And you just put those cards up there, your red, white, and blue, and your supplemental card. And all you do is just pay your monthly premium. That is peace of mind, that is priceless.
Doctor, may I ask you a question?
You may.
Is the information and the assistance you give, is it free or is there a charge?
There is no charge. It is a service that I provide.
Yes. It's a ministry for her.
That's
Dr.
awesome.
Bourne is a minister.
Okay.
This is her ministry. Let's go. Continue.
I call it marketplace ministry.
Okay. Right.
I didn't choose this path. God set it up for me.
Good.
And I stepped into it, and I must give a shout-out to my granny who's resting in heaven and watching over me.
Amen.
She empowered me to be the woman that I am today.
There's nothing like those grandmothers.
Well, maybe y'all need to start calling in. We don't have all day. Please call if you have questions, if you want someone to, if you want her to come to see you.
And should you call and we're not here, the message will be forwarded on to Dr. Bourne. No, she is not here all day, but you may call any time. 296-2251. As for, it's all about literacy. Let them know that you're interested in reaching Dr. Bourne. Continue, Dr. Bourne.
As we prepare to get ready for break, I just want you to be reminded, if you do nothing else, it's very important that you take a moment to sit down with a professional who is an expert in this area, who can help advise you, it can help coach you, and share your options with you, because it's going to be critical to your future for next year. We'll be back.
We'll
be
back.
All about literacy.
All about literacy. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. We can't hear you.
Good morning. Could you ask a question about Social Security if you're on SSI?
Sure.
Yeah. Mhm. If you're on SSI, could you get married to someone on SSI? And if you work in and get SSI, could you get married? Would they cut your SSI? Or anything.